Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Sun and cloud in the forecast, complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Volunteers are preparing 850 backpacks for children in need across the county as part of the Northumberland United Way's Backpacks for Kids program. Now entering its 21st year of ensuring students from JK to grade 12 start the school year with the tools they need, including essentials like math supplies, pencils, and coloring materials. As well, nutritious snacks are also provided. United Way Northumberland Executive Director Alicia Van Dyne says the community is really supportive of this program.
It really, truly takes a community to raise a child, but it also takes a community to do backpacks for kids, and we're really proud to be part of it.
17 community donation drives were held this year to gather enough supplies. Volunteers are at the Lions Center in Cobourg today preparing the backpacks. Four Cobourg residents are facing charges following separate incidents involving public intoxication. Saturday at approximately 1:30 a.m., police responded to the area of Nickerson Drive and Darcy Street for a report of a disturbance. One Cobourg resident was charged with public intoxication. Later that day at approximately 8 p.m., police on general patrol in the area of Albert Street and 2nd Street located a group of people with open alcohol containers. Three residents were charged with open alcohol in a public space. Port Hope Council is set to rescind its designation of the former George Hamilton School property as surplus. A staff report says there have been discussions for the past 18 months as to the future use of the property by the municipality. By removing the surplus status, this is expected to stop the sale inquiries and allow Port Hope to examine potential property usages. Council is meeting tonight. In sports, the Jays look to make it two in a row as they continue their series with the Red Sox at the Dome this evening. And the Peterborough Lakers look to close out their lacrosse playoff series with Oakville tonight. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm going to have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
What do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal.
When you're in doubt,
let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
Most businesses don't ignore cybersecurity because they don't care. They ignore it because no one explains the real business impact. Too often, security conversations are filled with technical jargon or vague warnings that don't justify a real budget. So it gets pushed aside until something breaks. At Attitude IT, we do things differently. We translate cybersecurity into a plain business language, helping leaders understand the financial impact of downtime, data loss, and operational disruption. And just as importantly, when you need support, you can reach our team quickly and we will be at your worksite right away. Our team is here to support you, guide you, and protect your business every step of the way. If you want cybersecurity and service you can rely on, visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751.
Now here is your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Clear tonight, low 16. Sunny tomorrow morning, then a mix of sun and cloud. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon, high 26. Humidex 31. Mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of showers Thursday, high 26. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.